Manu Patra alerts dated the 22nd of January 2019. Supreme Court has refused to entertain a plea seeking a direction to the Election Commission to restrain political parties from fielding candidates with criminal antecedents in polls. Supreme Court has agreed to hear Telecom Regulatory Authority of India's TRAI plea challenging Telecom Dispute Settlement and Appellate Tribunals TDSAT order quashing the former's rule on predatory pricing for lack of transparency. Supreme Court has said the National Green Tribunal would not take any punitive action against Volkswagen for delay in depositing 100 crore rupees. Supreme Court has upheld Bombay High Court judgment which dismissed Reliance Infrastructure challenge against regulation of Maharashtra Electricity Regulatory Commission, Multi-Year Tariff, Regulations, 2011. Rajasthan High Court has asked Robert Badra and his partners in Skylight Hospitality Private Limited, including his mother Maureen Badra, to appear before Enforcement Directorate on the 12th of February to respond to allegations of money laundering by the firm. Delhi High Court has asked the government to consider Jessica Lal murder convict Manu Sharma's request for premature release in the next meeting of the Sentence Review Board, SRB. Delhi High Court has quashed Income Tax Department's notice for reopening of assessment against Bharati Infratel Limited. Delhi High Court has pulled up CBI for not completing its probe in wrestler Narsingh Yadav's 2016 complaint alleging that his food was spiked, leading to a ban on him for 4 years from the sport on charge of doping, and directed a DIG rank officer to look into the matter and submit a report. Jharkhand High Court has stayed the summons issued by a lower court against Congress President Rahul Gandhi on a defamation complaint filed by a BJP youth wing member. Kerala High Court has refused to allow disqualification of teaching candidates on the ground that they had not submitted their NET qualification certificates on time and pointed out that the incomplete applications were due to technical glitches in the Public Service Commission, PSC, website and not for any fault of such candidates. Bombay High Court has upheld the conviction and 10-year sentence awarded to a 28-year-old man for sodomizing and sexually assaulting three minor boys at a boarding house run by him in Pune district of Maharashtra. Madras High Court has issued notice to the centre on a petition challenging the Constitution, 103rd Amendment, Act, 2019, which provides 10% reservation for economically weaker sections in the general category. Madras High Court has pulled up state government for not complying its order, after the special officer IG Ponmani Kavel appointed by the court to continue the probe into idol theft cases, brought to the notice of the court that its order was not complied with. National Company Law Tribunal, NCLT, has approved Bharti Airtel's acquisition of Tata Teleservices Consumer Mobility Business.